Previously on the Good Morning Breakfast Show.
It's the sound of your life, OFM. Your Good Morning Breakfast, proudly made possible by Accident Angels, because your life matters. And here we are, two nights away from any rugby captain's cold sweat moment. Okay. Now, we are currently in the Griquas changing room, and I can just imagine, I can almost hear these walls speak. Back in 1970, when Manie Kisru took the field in a Currie Cup final with his team, the Griquas. 80 minutes later, they lifted the trophy. Sango, this weekend, you've been announced as captain of the Griquas. Are you planning on doing the same thing as Manie Kisru did 52 years ago?
I think a moment that most of us, you know, probably didn't foresee in the beginning of the season. And I think as the season went on, the way that we've actually started to believe that this is something that we can achieve, it's a moment that we're all looking forward to, and it's definitely something that we believe in as a team. And we really thinking of going out there and expressing ourselves so that we can actually have that trophy in the middle of this exact change room and relive those kind of moments, if not actually improve on what had actually occurred in 1970.
Captain of the Griquas team joining us this morning on the Good Morning Breakfast. All right, so 2 days away, butterflies, emotions. What's going through your mind?
It's not butterflies. I think it's more of like excitement.
Sango Tlamlashe on the Good Morning Breakfast on OFM. Sango, Eastern Cape kid growing up, goes to Selborne, ends up playing some junior rugby at the Cheetahs, and then moves to Pretoria and makes history in Pretoria after lifting the Varsity Cup trophy. And I guess the onus is sort of on you again to lead a side into a final. Did you ever see it happening 2 years in a row?
No. this is far from what I actually anticipated. I remember one time when I just left the Bulls, and I was looking for a place at Tux, and my father asked me to draw like a 5-year plan, you know, just to know what's going on. This is far off. This is completely far off. First of all, moving to Kimberley was never something that I thought would actually happen. And being in a Currie Cup final at this age was not something. I always thought that Currie Cup finals were like for people that are older, or, you know, because growing up you looked up to these, you know, Springboks, and they were the ones lifting the trophies. And then when it's almost like it can be you, it gets kind of weird, you know, because your younger self imagined someone else that was in a different position.
Well, come this weekend, Central South Africa gear up, because Kimberley will be known for, well, four things. Mm-hmm. Actually, five things. Firstly, the first street lights was in Kimberley, right? The big hole, the biggest man-made diamond mine. John Seeley, the guy that rescued the dog out of the big hole.
Yeah. I have to read about that.
Okay, no, take my word. You can trust me. I don't question you with regards to rugby. Manie Kisru. And then, of course, the 2022 Currie Cup winners, the Griquas. It's going to be a big one. Good luck, please.
Thank you.
Know what? I know a lot of good carpenters. We can call someone now to start building the case for that trophy. Because that trophy is staying right here in Central SA. To you and your teammates, all the best.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
The Good Morning Breakfast Show with Accident Angels. Your life matters.